Check this out.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
All aboard!
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Happy New Year, Deontay.
Happy New Year, Shannon.
Oh, it's nice to see you. It feels like it's been forever.
I know. It does feel like it's been months.
It feels like this past Christmas break was potentially the longest 2 weeks I have ever experienced in my life.
I am right there with you. And I think it's because, for me, the kids got out so close to Christmas, but they were out a really long time.
It felt like it.
19 days.
But I got to call you out on it, because you're always the one that's like, I can't wait for break. I can't wait to just do nothing. Can't wait for no school. And now you're saying it was awful.
No, it wasn't awful, but okay. It's just 19 days is a really long time.
How do you fill so many minutes of the day?
I don't. Oh. I have repeated this phrase many times over the last 19 days. I am not your entertainment director.
Right.
Go entertain yourself. I am not the mom that plays with her kids. It's not who I am. I am a child of the 80s and my mom didn't play with me. I don't feel the need to entertain my kids all day long.
Oh, come on. You don't want to walk around like a dinosaur or Mm-mm. be their pony?
No, don't want to do any of that. Yeah, those things are fun when your kids are little, when they're babies, you know, when they're 2-3 years old. When they're 8, 9, 10, I'm not here to entertain you. Use your imagination. Read a book. Go play outside. Go build something. You have a room full of toys. You just got new stuff for Christmas. Go away.
So they're back in school now, I guess.
They are. Everybody is back in school. In fact, Jude went back today. Poor kid. It was a long break for him, too. And he was not ready. And I'll say, I'm not hardcore about schedules. Mm-hmm. So I am not 7:30, everybody's in bed. We shoot for 8. If everybody's in bed by 9 and asleep by 9:30, I'm going with it.
It's a good day.
So over the break, they stayed up late, 10:30. And for New Year's, for a million different reasons, they were up 2 nights in a row, really, really late, like midnight late. And it's taken us however many days to get back on. Okay, it's 8 o'clock, 8:30. We, need to get in the bed. But I think they've all gotten accustomed, even going to bed at a regular bedtime, they've all gotten accustomed to sleeping 10, 12 hours, which is more than they normally sleep. And Jude struggled this morning when we got to school. He was sitting in my lap in the car. He said, I think we should have just stayed at home and rested.
Aww.
It's like, yeah.
And you sent him off anyway.
Pretty much. Get out.
I'm sure once he's there, he'll get some, like, a second wind.
Oh, he will. He totally will. But he did. He had a hard time the entire morning. Even when we got to school, his best friend was there. His favorite teacher was there. And even still, he just couldn't get it together. So I was like, gotta go. Have a good day.
Yeah, yesterday was our first day back here. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't bad. It was my first day to get Jake from school again.
Oh, okay.
And he does Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Mm-hmm. I think at the same school your kid goes to.
Yeah.
And they're so nice.
They
Can I
are
just
the best.
Tell you? And they did their tamale fundraiser, which I've never done before.
Uh-huh.
But I got some and they're amazing.
I know. Aren't they good?
They're so good.
Yep.
I want to keep him at that school just for the tamales.
I know. This is our last year. It's our 9th year there. And I'm pretty much, you're going to have to peel me off the floor in May, because it's going to be hard to leave them.
Yeah.
It's just such a warm environment. And I think it's because all the teachers are Latin American. Mm-hmm. It's just such a warm and fuzzy. So it's going to be a big adjustment, I think, for me, probably more than anybody else.
Yeah, probably so. Tough mom.
Yeah.
Over the break, I it was pretty normal for me as far as watching the boys goes. I mean, when mommy was at work, I had Jake and Ben. But when mommy wasn't at work and I didn't have Jake and Ben, I was lost. I was completely lost. And I found that since December 26th, that the fear of dying alone has really hit me hard.
Oh, wow.
And I think it's because you go from Christmas decorations and all that stuff in the store, and then December 26th, all that's gone, and it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And as if you didn't feel like a big enough loser waking up alone on Christmas, only having your family's house to go to, now it's in your face that it's Valentine's Day.
And you're still going to wake up alone. I'm
still going to wake up alone. And I think it's legitimately spun me into a state of depression.
Oh, wow.
Because most people get motivated around New Year's. Mm-hmm. I've never been less motivated to even put on pants.
Oh, man.
I've spent many, many hours sitting on my couch in various states of undress just because I can't find the energy to walk to my room and get pants. So I'd rather just sit there and it's funny. I was looking at my Netflix earlier and I have rewatched, listen to this, Mindhunters.
Okay.
Which is, have you seen that? Where
no.
they figure out the methods of serial killers. Mm-hmm. The Keepers.
Oh, yeah.
The Scandal Behind the Catholic Church.
I saw that.
Scandal and Making a Murderer. Those are all things that I rewatched while I was on break.
But there are so many good things you can watch for the first time.
No, I did that too. I also watched Bird Box and I watched You.
I watched nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
I made up for you.
And usually I do such a good job of like binge watching. But here's my problem. I am one of those people that still has my satellite TV. I know mm-hmm. everybody's big into cutting the cord. I refuse.
Okay.
Because I like to flip through the guide, see what's on, and be surprised when there's an episode of Friends. So my perfect day is to sit on my completely made up bed mm-hmm. with a blanket, my laptop, my phone, and a marathon of SVU. On my TV.
I've never seen that.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Some of it is really, really disturbing, but it's so good.
Well, you haven't seen You.
No, I haven't.
Oh, my gosh.
What's that about?
It's about a guy that's obsessed with a girl mm-hmm. that he meets at his bookstore one day. Mm-hmm. And the lengths that he goes to keep her only to him. It's insane. It's scary to think that there are actually people out there that think that way.
That
but it's
is
genius.
Very SVU-ish.
It's
is
also,
he one of those, what do they call those men that think that women owe them?
Narcissist?
No.
I don't
there's
know.
It's like an underground world of these crazy men that think women owe them.
I think he's just insane,
honestly.
Oh, I rewatched, what is that, Split?
Mm-hmm.
The movie?
Never seen that.
Oh my gosh, you have to watch it. They're coming out with a sequel right now. It's called Glass.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy has, I think, 24 personalities. And he's holding girls hostage in this underground part of the zoo. And each one of his personalities dresses differently, talks differently. It's insane, but it's so interesting. You should watch it.
You would love SVU.
But I'm busy. I'm busy rewatching things that I've already watched and just to see if I maybe missed something the first time around.
I totally intended to watch the second season, to binge watch the second season of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. And I watched two episodes and they were good, but not as good as the first season. So mm-hmm. I've kind of lost interest. I thought I was going to catch up on This Is Us. Nope. I've pretty much abandoned it.
Yeah.
Middle of last season, bailed on that. So pretty much done with that.
I tried to watch that.
It was really good the first season. And then Kelly wanted to watch it with me.
Uh-huh.
And so I stopped watching so that he could catch up. And then we never caught up. And then we got so far behind.
Right.
Now I'm just not interested anymore.
Okay.
I expected to watch more television than I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't. But wow. I did spend more time with my kids this time around, I think.
Just not playing with them.
Yeah, no, not playing. But, you know, I mean, we just hung out and we watched movies. We watched kids stuff.
Oh, so full disclosure, we're recording this on Tuesday, so I can post it on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So last night, Monday, mm-hmm. was the premiere of The Bachelor.
Oh.
Did you see any of it?
No.
Oh my gosh, Deontay, it was 3 hours long.
No.
3 hours.
Well, so here's the thing. I don't normally watch The Bachelor.
Uh-huh.
But when Rachel was The Bachelor, I watched because it was the first Black Bachelor
uh-huh.
or Bachelorette. And we, for the most part, watched that whole season. Well,
uh-huh.
Sydney really got into it. And then now she wants to watch every season. One, we don't have time to watch The Bachelor every week.
Right.
And two, I'm not interested.
Well, you really would have not been interested last night because they did watch parties in different cities.
Oh,
and most
miserable.
Most of the show was pointless cuts to let's go to Dallas where Caitlin and JoJo are hosting, and I don't like JoJo to begin with. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Park City, Utah. It was they had a hot tub backstage at the theater in LA where they were doing the watch party, and they had a line of people in their swimsuits in the cold. It was cold there apparently, waiting to get in said hot tub. And all I could think about, and this is the visual that was in my head, tell me if I'm crazy, was all the little STDs swimming around in that hot tub just waiting to find new skin to seep into. Because that's, hot tubs are a haven for bacteria.
Yeah, I think so too.
If you want an STD or something that's going to cause you to need an infectious disease doctor, get in a hot tub.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
No way.
I could do a hot tub if it's like my hot tub or maybe like a close friend's hot tub and I know they're not doing nasty things in there, but like a public hot tub.
I can't with do them.
Nasty. No, thanks.
Can't do it. Not even friends. Mm-mm. That's like if a friend has a dog and they make you something like to eat.
Oh, uh-huh.
I have an issue with eating it because you know that there's dog hair or dog dander or dog something in that food. This is my life.
Shannon, you have to make exceptions for people you know.
I can't though, because just because they're clean doesn't mean their dog's clean.
Oh my god.
Dogs eat their own poop.
My dog doesn't.
They lick their own butts.
Well, he does do that.
They sniff people's crotches.
My dog doesn't do that.
They do all... Okay, you must have a miracle dog.
He doesn't do that.
Isn't your dog the giant black dog I saw on Facebook?
He is.
Okay, then your dog is sniffing crotches.
No.
Oh, but
he doesn't do that. No, okay. But he will come lay his big, giant, heavy head on my lap and wait for me to pet him.
Oh, well, that's... Dogs do that, don't they?
Yeah. He's just got... His head is really heavy.
Oh, that makes me think... Since I'm griping about stuff, my head is all over the place. I ran out of my Vyvanse, and I've not been sleeping. Mm-hmm. As a result, I need to go to my doc. Anyway, I'm a mess. My nephew. So he's potty trained during the day.
Oh, okay.
And I made the mistake of letting him go potty without keeping the door open or kind of checking in. He goes pee. And Daddy's taught him that he can just shake. I guess.
Oh,
that's what boys do, right?
That's what boys do.
But Jake, sometimes he just needs to have a little wipe of toilet paper to make sure the job's done.
Yeah, Jude does that.
But this child, when I wasn't watching, put an entire roll of toilet paper in my toilet and then couldn't understand it when it wouldn't go down.
Oh, no.
Deontay.
Oh, no. Oh, I can already tell this is so bad, and I can tell you are freaking out.
No. I mean, he did the same. I think he did the same thing at my sister's apartment, and so I had to plunge their toilet when I went to pick him up one day.
Uh-huh.
And then it comes to my apartment, and I couldn't figure out where all my toilet paper was going in the beginning.
Uh-huh.
But then I guess maybe it builds up or something. I don't know. But I guess by the third roll of toilet paper that he had put in there,
oh no,
I finally figure out what's going on. And what do you say? Like I didn't know what to say. I'm standing there plunging the toilet.
Oh,
and
no.
Then the next day, Ben comes over. He's a year old. He's finally learning how to walk. And apparently his favorite toy is anything he can carry from my bathroom. So, you know, the spare toilet paper thingies that people have. He'll carry that around my house and just throw it. He'll get my little toilet cleaner thingy.
The brush. No.
But I use the one that you throw away the bottom.
Oh, okay.
So it's not as bad.
Mm-hmm.
But then he got my plunger. And I don't know. I don't understand what you're supposed to do with plungers exactly.
Uh-huh.
Because you can't go buy a new one every time you use it.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, you can't really feel good about your toddler nephew carrying it around your house like it's a sword.
Yeah, we keep ours in a bucket in the garage.
Oh, well, I don't have a garage, so that's a problem.
You have like a patio or a storage?
I have something. A patio, yeah.
Yeah.
But
we stick it in a bucket, so you carry it from the garage to the bathroom while it's in the bucket, plunge, put it back in the bucket, goes back out to the
garage. That's pretty smart. I don't think I've ever plunged quite as much as I have over the past couple weeks. I have plunged so much, and you know what else is that with Jake, he's four, one squirt of soap to wash your hands isn't enough.
Never enough.
He needs like eight.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm stupid enough to buy the Mrs. Meyers or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
Because it smells so good. Mm-hmm. It smells so good. And I tell him every time, one squirt, Jake, that's all you need. And he'll come out of the bathroom with his little smirk on his face. I just used one squirt. No, you didn't. You did not. You're going to have to start working your little butt off to pay for my soap. Because it's a habit.
That's what you get for getting that fancy foamy soap if you just buy the regular.
It's not even the foamy soap.
It's not?
It's the gel soap.
Oh.
And he uses so much of it that it's like a bubble bath in the sink.
I was going to say, all those bubbles at the bottom
yes.
of the sink.
Oh, my God. That child is so. But I love him so much. Oh, my God. Anyway, okay. Back off that tangent. I made notes of things that I wanted to make sure to hit on okay. today while I had you. So it's playoff time in the football world.
It is.
How does football work exactly? What I mean by that
confused.
Is how do the players on the field know what the quarterback is saying when he's yelling all those numbers because, and all those words?
Because they have to practice the plays. They have to memorize them.
But how do they hear it?
Oh.
Do they have microphones in their heads or speakers in their heads?
I don't think so.
I don't get it.
Well, he yells it.
But how are you supposed to hear that over 100,000 people
That's
screaming
why
in the
they
stands?
Tell people when your team has the ball, you're supposed to be quiet. You're supposed to cheer loudly when the other team has the ball.
Oh, I've never heard that rule.
Yes.
Huh. And why do they have to call the first round of the playoffs wild card?
Because not all of the teams have a good enough record to automatically get in. So the wild card is... I don't know exactly how it works, but there's maybe four teams that didn't have the highest rankings, and so they pull from those teams, and those teams play. And because the teams that are at the very high, they get a bye that week.
I don't understand that, because the Cowboys were the NFC East champions.
Yeah, but they were
in the wild card.
Yeah, but it has to do with the record, not with who's first.
Well, when I Googled it, mm-hmm. because I did Google it, but it bothered me enough not to understand what wild card meant that I Googled it. It just said it was the first round of the play. Well, why can't they just call it that, the first round of the playoffs?
No, because everybody needs to be fancy and difficult.
Why do they have to quantify or qualify or label it?
I don't know. If it weren't for the Cowboys, I wouldn't have a clue.
Oh, I wouldn't either, honestly. Oh my gosh, did you watch the game on Saturday?
I watched bits and pieces.
Yeah.
It was very stressful for me, so I had to flip back and forth between the Cowboy game and SVU.
Oh my God. Are you 80? You're 80, aren't you?
It's so good.
I completely just lost my train of thought.
Were you going to ask me if I saw that guy broke his...
No, I didn't see that.
Oh.
I didn't see that.
It was bad. I was in the kitchen at that point, and Kelly was watching the game, and all five of us were in there, and... Everybody audibly gasped. And then, of course, my husband, who has to rewind and watch everything over and over and over again, he rewound it and we watched it again. And Sydney was horrified. Oh, it was so bad. And then somebody yesterday on Facebook posted like the x-ray.
Mm-hmm.
It is a really, really bad break.
I didn't see the initial hit. Ugh. I mean, I was watching, but I didn't really see what happened.
Ugh.
And I'm okay with that. I feel bad for the guy.
Oh, man. I would be, I mean, obviously I'm not a doctor, but I would be surprised if he could come back from that. It's a bad, bad break.
Like when they have to do two commercial breaks just so they can get the guy off the field.
Yeah.
You know that something bad's going on. Right?
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. So back to my notes that I have on my paper that I'm really, really trying to stick to.
Okay.
New Year's resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any?
No.
You don't bother?
No. And I think it's because I started this a couple of years ago. And basically, my New Year's resolution is to do more good stuff, less bad stuff.
Uh-huh.
But I think when people set up New Year's resolutions, you almost set up yourself for failure.
Right.
So why bother? I fail at enough things. I don't need to set myself up for additional failure.
Right.
So, I mean, are there things I would like to achieve? Yes, but it's not necessarily just because it's a new year.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of ongoing things. I'd like to constantly be striving to be a better person, you know, a better Catholic, a better mom, a better
right.
wife. So I don't make New Year's resolutions to accomplish X things this year. Or I think that's kind of how I approach it, because I've never really been able to keep a New Year's resolution. And mm-hmm. mine are always real generic, you know, lose weight, work out more.
Right.
Well, now I'm already doing that, so.
Okay, well, I decided to use some Cardi B lyrics to determine my New Year's resolution. Okay. And it's really only one.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. I don't really know what I need to do to reach this goal, but I was listening to, it might have been Money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But she has a line in there that says, all her pajamas is leather, which I assume means that she's rich enough to afford leather pajamas.
Uh-huh.
So now I want to get leather pajamas and wear them, even if it's just one night. But then I didn't think that I'm allergic to leather on my feet. So maybe I'm allergic to leather in other areas.
Wait, you're allergic to leather on your feet?
Yes.
How do I not know this?
I don't know, because one time I got some leather sandals mm-hmm. that I worshipped, but I kept getting a rash on my foot, and the rash kept getting blacker and blacker. I got a black rash from leather shoes.
What color were the shoes?
Brown.
Maybe it was like just tan. Those shoes.
I don't know. I'm allergic to watch bands.
Uh-huh.
I have weird, I'm allergic to adhesive on my face.
Oh, okay.
See, I have like weird spots that are allergic to different things.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm wondering if my panty region could handle leather pajamas.
I am going to search for leather pajamas for you.
Thank you.
Just to find out how this goes.
I need the hypoallergenic leather pajamas, I guess. Speaking of, you remember.
You could go with vegan leather.
I'm sorry. You know when we had that discussion about loofahs?
Mm-hmm.
And this is embarrassing. When we had that discussion about loofahs and I kept asking you, what do you wash your privates with?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I Googled it.
What does Deontay wash your privates with?
No. I just Googled, like, what are you supposed to wash your privates with? And uh-huh. it says just your hand.
Mm-hmm.
So I started using my hand.
How's that going for you, Shannon?
So far, so good. Really, it's made a difference in how I feel down there. Google is amazing. I'm telling you, you can find out so much stuff with Google. But I'm a lost cause. So when I got my first training bra,
uh-huh.
this is embarrassing and disgusting, so bear with me.
Okay.
When I got my first training bra, I only got one, mm-hmm. okay? I don't know if that's all I would wear or what this case was, but I had one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, oh God, don't judge me for this. I didn't know that you had to wash bras. And so I wore my training bra probably for about 8 or 9 months. I'm a sweaty fifth grader or whatever it is. I don't know. Wearing my training bra that I had not washed probably the entire school year. I can remember smelling something, and I would look around to see who it was, and I could never figure it out. It was me, because I didn't know that I needed to wash my bra.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know what finally made me decide that it was me smelling that bad, but I was clueless, Deontay. And I felt like that all over again when I Googled, what do you wash your privates with? It's your hand in warm water. Shannon, duh. So now I know. The front privates, not the back privates. The back privates still require a washcloth, but the front ones, are they separate? And I wonder why I'm single.
I can't stop laughing. Oh, I missed you, Shannon.
Oh, I missed you too. I don't even know what to say beyond that.
I'm pretty sure we've said it all.
Okay.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.